Did it have a name?
Usually, when you got a new plane, they wanted you to put a name on it. So, you had a crew chief on the ground. One crew chief, he took care of that plane. He didn't take care of two or three, just one. Him and maybe there were four or five others underneath him. That was their job, to take care of that plane. So when we got that plane, the new plane, and we were talking about naming it, he come over to us. He says, "Fellas, can I say something?" I says, "Sure." He says, "Every time they put a name on a plane, the plane gets shot down." He says, "Do me a favor, don't put any name on this plane." And we never put a name on it. Isn't that something? The plane gets shot down. He says, every time they, maybe not the next mission, but it'll get shot down. But that's what it was. The crew chief says, don't put a name on a plane. And some of those names they had were real. I had a list of those names. I don't know what the hell happened to it. And then what they used to put on a plane, every time you flew a mission, they would put a bomb on it. And it showed you how many missions that the plane flew. We had one plane there. They called it the Cat. It had, you should have seen all the bombs on that damn thing. They couldn't shoot that damn thing down. And the crew chiefs, day and night, they always had trouble with the plane. Day and night, they'd be working on it, you know? Day and night. They said, gee, one of these days, they're going to give us, it's going to be shot down, and they're going to give us a new plane. So what happened? This was before the mission. Was one group they had a bad time. They lost so many planes on the missions, you know. They lost so many planes, they were going to disband the group and move the guys and the planes and the others to different groups, you see. They had so many bad, oh Jesus Christ, the landings, coming down in the landing, because we went there. So what they did, they distributed the planes. So what they did, they distributed, they said, we're going to give you one to the 703rd Squadron. See, right away they said, oh, the fellows with the Cat, we're going to get a new plane. We're going to get a new plane. So what happened, they told us to go and fly to the base, which wasn't far. You had to be careful when you flew there, because they had so many groups there, all close together. When you're in a flight pattern, you had to be careful you were not in somebody else's flight pattern. So we went there. I wasn't going to go at first, but no, let's go. Let's go. My co-pilot, Paul, says, let's go. I said, all right. We went there, and there were six, usually there was four or five or six of us, you know. Well, it depends. I think there were six of us there. I don't know what it was. We were going to get rid of the Cat. We were going to take the Cat up there, leave it up there, and come back with the new plane. See? So we went on that base, and we went up to the tower and say, we're from the 445th. We got a plane for us. Yeah. He says, there's the Jeep. He'll take you out to it. So we all got in the Jeep, and we went out there. And we're going along, and you're seeing all these planes. So finally, he stops in front of this one plane. I said, is that the plane? Yeah, I says, yeah, that's your plane. It was another Cat. We looked at it. What a mess that plane was. I said, we were supposed to get a new plane. I'm sorry. This is what was assigned to you. You got to take it, fellas. You got to go back with it. Well, Jesus Christ, we looked at that goddamn plane. And I'm telling you, when they got the thing ready to go, and they were starting up the engines, he had trouble starting the engines, and it was terrible. So the co-pilot, Paul, called me in the back. He says, George, put your parachute on. I don't even think we can get back to our base. He says, we may have to sink this plane. He said, it was terrible. So we managed to take off, and we only had a short distance to go. And so we went there, and we pulled into the base, and they'll all wait for us to come back. Well, we put that plane, we come in for a little landing, and we went, each plane had its own place to park, so we knew where to go. So we pulled that, they pulled the plane down, and we went into the to the parking spot. Well, we pulled that plane in that parking spot, the crew chief that was there and the guys, I think they all cried. They said, "Where's the new plane?" This is what they told us to take, and that's it. Well, the guys almost died. They almost died. You know, that plane was shot down after two missions. I found out later.